Good evening and a welcome to Chuck Chansey Park in downtown Fresno. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game two of the six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies and your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. For those of you who pay attention to our social media, we do have a late lineup change. J.J. DeRozio no longer in the lineup. He has flu-like symptoms, but I've been told that he's tested negative for COVID, so that's good, obviously. Been a lot of issues in a lot of organizations, and Rawhide have not been affected by COVID this year or last year with the team, everyone knock on wood, but have not been affected yet from that, and it looks like that'll still be the case, thankfully. But J.J. DeRozio no longer in the lineup. Let's give you today's starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile. Leading off at second base is number 27, S.P. Chen. Batting second in left field, number 12, Junior Franco. Batting third in right, number 23, Wildered Patino. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter, number 13, Davison De Los Santos. Batting fifth behind the plate, number 34, Oscar Santos. Batting sixth at first base, number 10, Daner Sanabria. Batting seventh in center field, number 14, Alvin Guzman. Batting 8th at 3rd base, number 8, Gene Walters. And batting 9th for the Rawhide at shortstop, it's number 3, Juan Corniel. Starting pitcher today for the Rawhide is Josh Swales. Swales 0-3 this season with an 8.46 ERA. For the Grizzlies on the mounds will be right-handed pitcher number 7, Case Williams. He's 3-1 with a 3.50 ERA. Here's the lineup for the Grizzlies. Leading off at shortstop, number 2, Ariel Amador. Batting second in right field, number 15, Yankiel Fernandez. Batting third at third base, number 5, Warming Bernabeu. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, it's Hunter Goodman. Batting fifth at second base, number 4, Juan Burrito. Batting sixth is the designated hitter, number 11, Braxton Fulford. Seventh in left field, number 28, Zach Kokoska. Batting eighth in center field, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth for the Grizzlies is number 10 at first base, Bryant Quijada. Again, on the mound for them is Case Williams, a right-handed pitcher. And we have another lineup change, not for the Rawhide. So, Yankiel Fernandez no longer in the lineup. Guerrero will be batting second in right field. So, that is a very last-minute lineup change that we got. At least the Rawhide gave ours a little bit earlier. Pat on the back for that. See, I got the text from Cortez at 6 p.m. We got the text from the Grizzlies at 6:48 for a 6:50 start. Always a crazy day in minor league baseball. We're going to stay right here for the national anthem. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
We're
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey Park. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Almost ready for first pitch. It's currently 6:51. Grizzlies today wearing their cream pants with their black jerseys as their number on the breast and the front, with also with the F with the claw marks on their other breast. I think the numbers are on their left breast pocket and the logo's on their right. Rawhide wearing the same uniform as yesterday, the dark gray with a little bit of a purple tint. At least I always think they look purple, with red letters and red numbers on the back. Rawhide fell to the Grizzlies by a score of 8-7 yesterday. Rawhide trying to break the three-game skid here. The Rawhide are 16-36 this season. The Grizzlies 33-19. Catching today for Case Williams is Brant Quijada. And we are almost ready for first pitch. SP Chen, who originally was not in the lineup, he was going to have the day off. He's leading off. So J.J. DeRozio is the only player who's not in the lineup who was supposed to be, but him not catching moved a lot of people around, not only defensively, but in the lineup. Here's the pitch to Chen. He swings and misses. Count is 0-1. First pitch at 6:52. Williams sets the pitch. A called strike. Chen, a left-handed hitter. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into left field. A leadoff base hit for SP Chen. Takes an inside pitch and muscles it into left field. It did hit the infield dirt first, which is placed perfectly between the third baseman and shortstop. That'll bring up Junior Franco. Franco batting second in left field. He's one of the few players whose lineup and position didn't change. The other ones are Corniel, Guzman, and Patino. Those are the only four that didn't change. The pitch to Franco swung on, slow ground ball, threw into right field. Chen heading for third. It'll be cut off by the shortstop. And just like that, the Rawhide have runners on first and third and nobody out. Looked like a soft line drive hit by Franco. Infield wasn't shading to the right. If the second baseman is playing a little bit closer to first base, he probably would have been able to catch that line drive, but instead, it landed in the outfield grass, and now Wildred Patino will bat from the right side with runners on the corners. On third base, SP Chen. On first, Junior Franco. The pitch. Called strike. Runners on first and third. Nobody out in the top half of the first. The pitch, runner takes off, swung on, fly ball into left center field. Center fielder coming over. No, it's the left fielder who makes a diving play to rob Patino of a base hit, but Chen is able to score easily. What a play by Zach Kokoska. Looked like it was going to land in the left center field alley. Instead, Kokoska comes over, makes a diving play to retire Patino. But Chen is able to score easily, and the Rawhide are on the board first, 1-0 in the top half of the first inning. Runner on first is still Junior Franco, and at the plate is Davison De Los Santos. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Pitch is swung on, fouled off into the netting. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-2 count. One down and a runner on first. De Los Santos, the designated hitter today. Runner takes off, but it's swung on and fouled off, so Franco will have to go back to first base. De Los Santos was the cleanup man today, but he was going to be at third base, ended up being the designated hitter, because Gene Walters had to move to third. He was going to be at second for Chen. The pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. De Los Santos goes down looking for the second out of the inning. There is a runner on first. Two down, and now Oscar Santos will bat from the right side. He's catching today. Was going to be the designated hitter. And I was the catcher today for Josh Swales. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Franco heading for second, but he'll stay there. That's the third hit of the day and of the inning for the Rawhide. Here's Danner Sanabria. He'll bat from the left. First baseman today for the Rawhide. The hardest hit ball by the Rawhide, probably Wilder Patino's line out. All the other hits were kind of bloopers or ground balls that made their way through. Santos's was a line drive, but Patino's just happened to be hitting a gap that Kokoschka was able to get to. Pitch to Sanabria, swung on, fouled off. Runners on first and second, two down, and the Rawhide lead 1-0. The pitch, swung on, fouled off, out of play, third base side. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. Runner on second, Junior Franco. On first is Oscar Santos. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Sanabria goes down swinging to end the inning. Rawhide strand runners on first and second, but they do score first. It's a 1-0 ball game heading into the bottom half. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota.
Bottom half of the first inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. Josh Swales, the pitcher on the mound. First pitch from him misses in, ball one. At the plate, batting from the left side is the shortstop, Adio Amador. Pitch misses out. Swung on, lined into deep center field. Guzman going back, leaps up, can't get to it. The one hop the wall, gets it in quickly to hold Amador to a double. Lead off double for the Grizzlies. Runner in scoring position now and nobody on. Juan Guerrero will bat from the right side. Nobody out and a runner on second. It was supposed to be Fernandez batting second and in right field today, but a late switch here. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball to the third baseman, Walters. He fields it. Checks the runner back, throws to first in time. Now batting from the left is Warming Burnabell. Beg your pardon, he's batting from the right. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Runner on second, one down. Rawhide lead by one in the bottom half of the first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball into left field. Franco takes a few steps in. He's underneath it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Here's the catcher, Hunter Goodman, batting from the right. Swale sets. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Oh, one count. Pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the shortstop. It goes under his glove and into left field. Here's the throw from Franco. At the plate, not in time. Santos throws the second, and it's not in time. Everyone is safe. Ground ball to the shortstop, Corniel. He did have to range to his right, and it went underneath his glove. And that's how the Grizzlies will score the first run of the game. It's a tied ball game in the first. They're going to give that a hit to Hunter Goodman. Tied ball game. Here's the pitch. Missing low and in. At the plate is Juan Brito, the second baseman. So Amador scores. Goodman standing on second in a tied ball game in the bottom half of the first inning. The pitch. Swung on. Deep fly ball. Right center field. Center fielder Guzman going back. Makes the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But the Grizzlies tack on a run and it's a tied ball game. Heading into the second, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone.
Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Alvin Guzman squares to bunt, pulls back. It is a ball. Count is 1-0. Tied ball game. We're tied up at 1 in the second inning. Case Williams back on the mound for his second inning of work. Pitch is a called strike. The pitch misses high. Pitch is swung on, a flare towards right field. It'll land foul in the Grizzlies' bullpen. Two, called strike 3 on the outside corner. Guzman goes down looking for the first out of the second. Now batting from the left is Gene Walters. Takes ball 1 in. The pitch, swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Quijada picks it up and touches first base. 2 down. Juan Cornejo will bat from the left side. He's the shortstop today. Williams kicks, swung on, ground ball back up the middle. No one's going to be able to get to it as it goes into center field. Williams tried to grab it, the shortstop. Amador tried to get it, and the second baseman, Brito, all of them converging on it, just couldn't make the play. So that is a 2-out base hit for Cornejo. And now the top of the order, S.P. Chen, comes to the plate. He had the first hit of the day brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Our 0-2 count, he's able to find some grass in left field. Pitch is swung on, fly ball into left, down the foul line. Left fielder coming over, and he's not going to be able to get to it as it lands on the bump in the Rawhide bullpen. Oh, 1 count, 2 down. The pitch. Runner takes off, swung on, fouled off to our left. Catching for Williams today is Hunter Goodman. At third base, Warming Bernabell. The shortstop, Adiel Amador. At second base, Juan Brito. And at first, it's Bryant Quijada. The pitch, missing outside. From left to right, it's Zach Acosta, E.J. Andrews Jr., and Juan Guerrero. 1-2 count, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off, down the first base side. Chen batting 252 this season. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. The pitch. Runner takes off. Swung on and fouled off again. Cornell will have to go back. It's the top half of the second inning. We're tied up at 1. 2 down, 1-2 count for SB Chen, and the runner on first is Juan Cornell. Rawhide have 4 hits today. The Grizzlies have 2. Neither team have committed an error. The pitch. Swung on, lined over the second baseman's head into right field. Cornell will stay at second. Back-to-back 2-out hits for the Rawhide. We'll bring up Junior Franco. He singled into right in his first at-bat. By the way, SB Chen now 2-for-2 today. Franco trying to do the same thing here. Runners on first and second, 2 down. Pitch to him. Called strike on the inside corner. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Daniel, by the way. And on the bases, Jack Wason. Oh-1. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Brito is there. Throws to first, and that will end the inning. Rawhide strand runner is on first and second. Still tied up at 1 going into the bottom half of the second inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
leading off with the base lead from the bottom of the second. Bridging the inhibitor, number 11, Bronson Booker.
Bottom half of the second inning tied up at one. Josh Swales back on the mound for his second inning of work. Here's the pitch coming high and inside on Braxton Fulford. He's able to duck out of the way. By the way, catching for Swales today is Oscar Santos. At third base, Gene Walters. Shortstop, Juan Corniel. Second is S.P. Chen. And at first, Danner Sanabria. The pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball to center field. Guzman goes back at the warning track, reaches up, can't get to it. It one hops the wall. He thinks it's a home run. Here's the throw to third. Gets by the third baseman, Walters, and Swales is there to back it up. Let's go through that one again. Guzman goes back on his glove side, goes to the warning track, sees the wall, leaps up, slams into the wall, does not catch the ball. The batter, Fulford, thought that it was hit over the wall. It was not, because Patino then fielded it and threw to the cutoff man, Chen. Fulford, again, was jogging around second base, realized the ball was still in play, started sprinting to third, and the throw from Chen just not in time. So a runner on third now for Zach Kokoska, who's batting from the left. First pitch misses in. Kokoska made a nice diving play in left field today. The pitch swung on, ground ball to first in the foul territory. 1-1 count. Infield is back. The pitch. Swung on, a hard one-hopper to the second baseman, Chen. He fields it. Will throw to first base, and the Grizzlies will score the second run of the game. So the corner infielders were in. Middle infielders were back. It was hit to the second baseman, Chen, and he got the sure route at first base to retire Kokoska for the first out of the inning. But Fulford able to score. So Kokoska picks up an RBI, and the Grizzlies take a 2-1 lead in the bottom half of the second. E.J. Andrews Jr. batting from the right side. He takes called strike on the inside corner. Pitch misses high. Count is 1-1. Pitch is swung on, deep fly ball to center field. Center fielder Guzman goes back. He's at the wall, leaps up, and makes the catch at the wall. He has had a lot of fly balls that are hit deep to him in all areas of center field. Wildered Patino, usually the center fielder for the Rawhide, he's standing over there in right field thinking, thank God that's not me running all over the place. Guzman doing a good job, making a nice play there. The other two that he has missed, just barely missed. Two down the pitch. A called strike on the outside corner. At the plate is Bryant Quijada. Pitch misses. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. It's a 1-2 count. Two down, nobody on. One, two from Swales. Misses high, 2-2. -90 degrees here in Fresno. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Quijada goes down swinging for the final out of the second. That's the first strikeout of the day for Swales. But the Grizzlies take the 2-1 lead as we head into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Leading off with Mike Sailey at the top of the third. Right fielder number 23, Wilder Pepino.
Top half of the third inning, the Grizzlies lead. It's a 2-1 ball game. Case Williams back on the mound, and now Wilder Pepino will bat from the right. The pitch to him misses low on the dirt. Pepino drove in the only run for the Rawhide today. It's on a sacrifice line out. Actually, a diving play made by the left fielder Kokoska in deep right center field. Otherwise, it would have been extra bases for Pepino. 1-0 misses. Count is 2-0. Pitch is swung on. A one-hopper to the pitcher. Makes a nice play and underhand toss it to first. To retire Pepino, one down. Davison De Los Santos batting from the right side. One down, nobody on. Pitch from Williams. Swung on, fouled off. Outfield shading towards center field, playing the gaps instead of down the lines against De Los Santos. The pitch is swung on, a one-hopper to the shortstop. Amador fields it by his ear, throws it a first to retire De Los Santos for the second out. Two down. Nobody on for the Rawhide. Oscar Santos, the catcher today, will now bat from the right. Pitch is swung on, slow ground ball to the shortstop Amador. He fields it, throws it to first, retires Santos by about a step. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Williams, his first 1-2-3 inning of work as well. Heading into the bottom half of the third, the Grizzlies lead 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need.
Bottom half of the third inning. Swales back on the mound. Pitches ball one high to Ariel Amador, the leadoff man. He doubled in his first at-bat and scored the first run of the game for the Grizzlies. Pitch is a called strike. Count is 1-1. Amador doubled into center field. It was that deep fly ball, one of the deep fly balls that Guzman almost got to, tried to make a leaping play but couldn't get to it. The pitch is swung on, a one-hopper to the shortstop, Corny Yell. He throws to first. It's in time as Amador tries to dive to first base. Doesn't make it safely. That is the first out of the inning. Some of the Grizzlies fans disagree with that call. Juan Guerrero batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Squares to bunt. Did not offer. Pitch missed outside. The pitch. Swung on. Line towards right field. Patino going over. Makes a diving play in right center field. What a play by the right fielder. Wilder Patino in his first game where he's not playing center field for the Rawhide makes a diving play for the second out of the inning. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game is brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. First pitch is swung on, fouled off down the third base side. It's Warming Bernabeu at the plate. He flew out to left in his first at-bat. Pitch misses outside. Here's the pitch. Misses low. Called strike count is now 2-2. That was at the knees and on the outside part of the plate. If it did miss, it didn't miss by much. The pitch swung on, fouled off towards the first base grandstands. Still a 2-2 count and two down. Swales kicks. Swung on, lined, foul as the Rawhide bullpen goes running out of the way of that line drive. Two-two count. Infield sheeting to the left against Bernabeu. The pitch. Swung on, fly ball into right field. Patino takes a few steps towards the foul line and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Swales as we head into the fourth. The Grizzlies still lead 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota Hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone.
Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com.
Danner Sanabria leads it off in the fourth inning. First pitch swung on, deep fly ball to center field. Andrews goes back. He looks up. A home run for Danner Sanabria, his first home run as a member of the Visalia Rawhide. Tied ball game 2-2 now, thanks to Sanabria. First pitch he saw drilled over the batter's eye. Just like that, tied ball game here in the top half of the fourth inning. Just the sixth hit of the day for the Rawhide, and it's hit over the center field wall. The pitch is fouled off out of play. At the plate is now Alvin Guzman. That is the 10th home run of his career, but again, his first as a member of the Rawhide. Pitch misses outside. 1-1 count to Guzman. Guzman today struck out looking. Here's the pitch. Called strike a breaking ball. The pitch. Swung on line towards center field. Andrews comes in. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. A well-hit ball by Guzman, but Andrews Jr. able to make the play. Now Gene Walters is batting from the left side. He grounds out to the first baseman in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. The pitch. Missing low and in. Infield shading to the right against Walters. Outfield shifting to the left. Here's the pitch. Swung on line towards center field. Andrews comes in again. This time, he's not going to be able to make the play. It hits off of his glove, and Walters makes it to first base. I'd assume it'll be an error on Andrews. Well, there is a runner on first and one down for Juan Corniel, who will bat from the left side. Again, I'd have to assume it's an error because it hit off his glove, and he definitely looked like he was making the play. Big off attempt at first base. And it is officially ruled an error on the center fielder, Andrews Jr. The pitch swung on, line down the right field side, but it's foul into the Grizzlies' bullpen. That's the first error of the day for either team. And clearly the Grizzlies need more training. For real job training, come to Able Inc., where we'll empower you by offering independence and employment. Cornell singled into center field in his first at-bat. Swings at that pitch, a ground ball to the shortstop. Backhands it, throws to second. It's in time to get Walters for the second out of the inning. Nice play by Amador. Backhands it in the 5-6 hole. Turns around, throws to second base just in time to get Walters. So Cornell reaches on the fielder's choice. Now two down, runner on first for the leadoff man, S.P. Chen. He's 2-for-2 today. Pitch is a called strike. He's the only batter that Williams hasn't retired at least once today. The pitch misses high. Tied ball game 2-2 in the top half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. Misses low. The throw to second is in time. They got him. Cornell caught stealing to end the inning. Nice throw by Goodman. And S.P. Chen will lead off the next inning. But it's a tied ball game thanks to Danner Sanabria, who hit his first home run as a member of the Rawhide and his 10th home run in his career. Tied up at 2 going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
Hunter Goodman leads it off in the bottom half of the fourth for the Grizzlies. Takes the ball one. Hunter Goodman singled into left in his first at bat. The pitch swung on, popped up to our left.
And there's another quarter step trying ball. Take the ball to the 32 group and receive a prime courtesy of quarter step. And we get to keep the ball.
Here's the pitch. Missing high. Tied ball game 2-2. Rawhide scored one in the first, so did the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies scored one in the second. But in the last half inning, top of the fourth, Sanabria hit a home run to tie it up. The pitch misses high and in. Ball three. Three-one, misses low and outside, ball four. That is the first walk given up by either team today, and it comes here in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
So minor league baseball will go the undrafted for Canaan to Warrior. Now that is second base for number four, Tom Trico.
Batting from the left, Juan Brito. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Swales at 41 pitches today. I think he'll go up to about 75 in this outing, just looking at the trends of how many he's been pitching. The pitch called strike count is now 0-2 to Brito. Brito flew out to center in his first at-bat. Tied ball game, nobody out, runner on first. Goodman runs well for a catcher, but you don't have to be worried about him stealing. The pitch misses low. Ball one. One, two from Swales. Swung on, fouled off again. Swales looking for his first win of the season. He's 0-3 with an 8.46 ERA. He's been close a few times. The one that really stands out was against San Jose. The pitch swung on and missed strike three. Brito strikes out for the first out of the inning. That's the second strikeout given up by Swales today. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Any price under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Pitch to Braxton Fulford, misses high. So again, in my opinion, the two best appearances that we've seen from Swales was against San Jose and Visalia. He gave up one run, but it wasn't earned. They're 4 2/3 innings, giving up five hits. The Rawhide never came back. Ends up losing 1-0 that day. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. The other one was actually against Fresno. He threw five innings, gave up five hits and only one earned run, and did not get the win. The Rawhide ended up losing that day. Swales today has given up two earned runs off of three hits. The pitch swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel throws to second. It's in the dirt, and Chen drops the ball. Everyone will be safe. Fulford will reach on the fielder's choice. It's going to be an error on, I'd assume, the shortstop on the throw in the dirt, but whenever I assume, I tend to be wrong. Runner on second is Goodman. On first, Fulford. He reaches on the fielder's choice, and Goodman is safe at second on the error. Have to find out who the error is on. Gabby Hernandez will come have a conversation. I can't think because of the speakers right now. Oh, gosh. That's great. This is good trolling. My goodness. But you can hear in the background. So just so you know, what's happening is Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach, just came out to have a conversation with everyone on the mound, and the speakers just being really, really annoying. Mama, really, really annoying. I don't know how the players were able to focus because I was just trying to read a text message that I got whether or not who the error was on, and I could not focus. I'm hoping the speakers are a little bit louder here in the stands rather than on the field. But anyway, the meeting is over. It's a one down, runners on first and second. The pitch is a called strike to Zach Akoska. One down. By the way, the error officially on the shortstop, Corniel. Runner on second, Goodman. On first, Fulford. At the plate, Kokoska. One down, 0-1 count. Tied ball game. The pitch misses. The throw to second base goes into center field. However, everyone stays where they are. We'll go through that one again. The pitch missed low and outside. Santos threw to the shortstop covering second. The ball got a little bit too close to Goodman, and because of that, Corniel missed it. And when it went into center field, but Goodman, not a very fast base runner, he stays at second. And it was a hard throw from Santos, so because of that, Guzman, the center fielder, able to get it in quickly. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to the second baseman, Chen. He fields it, throws a second for one, on to first. It's not in time. Kokoska beats out the potential inning-ending double play. Runners in the corners, two down for E.J. Andrews Jr., who flew out to the warning track in center field in his first at-bat. On third, Goodman. First, Kokoska. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. The pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Shallow right field. Patino coming in. Still coming in. And makes the catch on the run to end the inning. The error ends up not being costly for the Rawhide. We're still tied up at two going into the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
SP Chen leads it off for the Rawhide in the top half of the fifth inning. First pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Chen is 2-for-2 today. Although this is the fourth time he's come to the plate, the pitch swung on, fly ball into left center field. Left fielder Kokoska makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Again, Chen came to the plate in the last half inning, but Corniel was caught stealing to end the inning, so Chen let it off here in the fifth. It's now one down. Nobody on for Franco. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Oh, 1 count. Williams kicks. Swung on. Two hopper to the first baseman. Quijada backs up on it. Flips it to the pitcher. Williams covering. And that's the second out of the inning. Two away. Nobody on for Wildered Patino. He drove in the first run of the game for the Rawhide with a sacrifice line out. Soso grounds it out to the pitcher. Both balls hard hit. The pitch squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball. One-oh. Swung on and missed. Williams kicks. Pitch is a called strike. It's now a 1-2 count. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I think it's Ryle Santos. It is. 1-2 count, two down. The pitch. Misses low, count is even. Two-two. Swung on, fouled off his front foot. It'll be a 2-2 again. Yesterday, Patino went 0 for 3, walked once, and struck out three times. That was a season high for him and a career high. The pitch swung on, fouled off out of play, first base side. Two-two. Missing low in the dirt. Count is now full. Three-two. Missing outside, ball four. That is the first walk given up by Williams. And it comes here in the fifth inning with two down. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. At the plate, Davison De Los Santos. Pickoff attempt at first base. Patino almost caught, but he's back safely, diving. A late break going back to first base. And I think he just got tagged out. Let's go through that one again. So Williams threw over to first base. Patino called safe. And then Patino called for time. He started going off the bag and started messing with the dirt by first base. And then Williams just threw over to first base. And Quijada tagged out Patino for the final out of the inning. I think that's considered a caught stealing. Patino convinced that he called for time, but evidently he did not. That will end the top half of the fifth inning. We're halfway through this one. Going into the bottom half of the fifth, still tied up at two, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste?
Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there.
First pitch to Branky Hata misses high ball one. Josh Swales back on the mound. This is the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's his fifth inning of work. He has thrown 53 pitches. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Provided that things don't get out of hand here in the fifth, he should be able to get through the fifth inning. Again, he's being held to about 75 pitches. 1-1 called. Strike count is now 1-2. Here's the 1-2. Missing outside. Swills. He'll turn 21 in October this year. Originally from Santa Clarita, California. Drafted in the 13th round by the Diamondbacks last year. 2-2. Missing in ball three. He was drafted out of a junior college in Nevada called the College of Southern Nevada. 6'2", about 195 pounds. Oscar Santos calls time. I think he needs a new glove. And he is. He's grabbing a new glove. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation Farm Fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. The pitch is swung on, a hard ground ball to the second baseman. Chen makes a nice backhanded play, throws to first, and it's in time to retire Quijada. One down in the bottom half of the fifth inning, still tied up at two. But here's the top of the order, Adiel Amador batting from the left for the Grizzlies. This is Swales' second professional season. He did end the year in Visalia. The pitch. Swung on, a high chopper up the middle. Corniel tries to make a play. Can't get to it. Goes through into center field. We'll go through that again. It was a high chopper over the head of Swales. No one was going to be able to get to that except Corniel. Ends up kind of making a diving play. I don't think he really needed to dive. If he stayed on his feet, it would have been the same result, but I don't think diving would have done anything. Instead, maybe keeping his feet moving and being able to run through that high chopper might have been able to keep his glove down and then make the play, but would have been an amazing play. Definitely not routine at all. Pitch misses. Gets by the catcher, Santos. The runner advances to second. That was a pitch that was in the dirt, and I don't think at least I think it was in the dirt, and Santos looked like he tried to pick it instead of going down to block it. It's going to be a pass ball. Called strike count is 1-1. So a runner in scoring position in the bottom half of the fifth inning. We're tied up at 2. It's 7:58 local time. We've been playing for about an hour and 5 minutes now. Swung on, ground ball to the first baseman. Picks it up, tosses it to Swales, who's covering first. Two down now, and a runner on third. The first baseman, Sanabria, playing off the line, able to get the ball easily, but Swales had to sprint over to first base to retire Guerrero. So two down and a warming Bernabell batting from the right side. The runner on third. Go ahead, run just 90 feet away for the Grizzlies. Oh. The pitch is a called strike. Count is 0-1. Swale sets, glove at the belt. The pitch. Swung on, a flare into the stands behind home plate. Infield back. 0-2. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop, a nice pick. He sets his feet. The throw to first is in time, and that will end the inning. Grizzlies strand a runner on third, and it's still tied up at 2 going into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck.
De Los Santos at the plate. Swings the first pitch, a hard ground ball to the shortstop. Amador fields it. The throw to first, a little bit high, but Bryant able to come off and tag De Los Santos for the first out. One pitch, one out for Case Williams here in the top half of the sixth. We're tied up at 2. Oscar Santos and out bat from the right. Santos grounds it out to short and is also singled into right. First pitch to him, a called strike. Pitch misses. High. One-one. Swung on, ground ball through into left field. A one-out base hit for Oscar Santos. He now has 2 hits today. One down, runner on first for Danner Sanabria, who in his last at-bat hit his first home run as a member of the Rawhide. Sanabria batting from the left. Before his home run, he did strike out against Williams. The pitch. Misses out. Ball one. Here's the pitch. Coming inside. Misses. The pitch. Misses in. It's a 3-0 count for Sanabria now. Time is called. Another ball from the Rawhide bullpen. This will be the 70th pitch of the evening for Williams. He's in his sixth inning of work. The pitch misses low, ball four. Sanabria draws a four-pitch walk to make it runners on first and second. Alvin Guzman will bat from the right in a tied ball game, top half of the sixth. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands, is their game. The pitch. Missing low. Gets by the catcher. He can't find it. Spinning around, but finally finds it, and Santos stays. 1-0 count. Guzman today has struck out looking and also lined out to center. Infield at double play depth, shading slightly to the left and up the middle. Swung on. Slow ground ball, first base side, but it's trailing foul, and it is a foul ball. At first, looked like it might stay down the first base line, but ends up rolling foul, so it's a 1-1 count. Williams this season 3-1 with a 3.50 ERA. This is the second time he's facing the Rawhide. Through 6 1/3 innings against them, giving up 8 hits, 2 earned runs off of a walk and 8 strikeouts. The pitch is swung on, fouled off to our right. So far here, he has given up 2 runs, 7 hits. Has struck out 3 while walking 2. Pretty close score line there. The pitch swung on, ground ball to the second baseman. Brito fields it, flips to second for one, on to first in time. An inning-ending double play. We remain tied at 2 going into the bottom half of the sixth inning. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places. Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. Get low 1.75% APR on all 2022 RAV4s and Highlanders, or up to $1,000 cash back on 4Runner 4x2s when financed with Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Prime. Ends 5/31/22.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Mario Santos in relief for Josh Swales. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Pitch is a called strike, so it's now an 0-2 count to Hunter Goodman, the number four batter today. Santos in relief for Swales. Swales threw five innings, giving up two earned runs off of four hits, walked a batter, and struck out two. Pitch from Santos misses way outside. 1-2 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Goodman goes down swinging for the first out of the sixth inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. Juan Brito batting from the left. One down, nobody on. Pitch is a called strike. We're tied up at two in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Looking at games around the league. Inland Empire is leading Modesto in the fifth. 6-0. The pitch comes in and hits Brito in the back. First hit batter by their team today. So runner on first, one down, and now Braxton Fulford will bat from the right. Lake Elsinore leads San Jose 8-2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And the only other game in the California League, Stockton leads Rancho 2-1 in the fifth. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. The pitch swung on and missed strike one. Fulford today has tripled into center field. He's also hit a ground ball to short. The pitch swung on, fouled off. 0-2 count. The pitch misses outside. Santos this season, 0-2 with a 7.66 ERA. This is his 19th appearance out of the pen. The pitch, runner takes off and misses inside. Santos doesn't throw down to second. So it'll be an easy stolen base for Juan Brito to make it a runner in scoring position in less than two outs for the Grizzlies. Brito on second, one down, Fulford at the plate. He's the designated hitter today. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Fulford goes down looking for the second out of the inning. Two strikeouts in this inning for Santos. Brought to you by Visalia Kia, where $500 down is all you need. Now, Zach Kokoska batting from the left side, runner on second. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Oh, 1 just misses. Kokoska today has driven in a run. It's the second run of the game for the Grizzlies that he drove in back in the second. Grounded out to second base, but there was a runner on third who scored. It was actually Fulford who scored. 1-1, swung on and missed strike two. His other at-bat, he also grounds it out to second. So two ground balls to the second baseman, Chen, today. One, two. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Fields it, the throw to first. Just in time to get him. What a play by Corniel. We'll go through that again. Ranging to his right. Backhands it, keeps his feet kind of moving towards third base. Able to throw across his body in time. A nice stretch by Sanabria to make the out. The Grizzlies strand a runner in scoring position as we head into the seventh. Still tied up at two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Case Williams is back on the mound. It's the seventh inning. The pitch swung on and missed by Gene Walters, who's batting from the left side. This is the sixth straight outing for Williams for him to throw six or more innings. The pitch misses outside. He's now in the seventh. We'll see how far he goes. So 1-1 count. He's at 76 pitches this evening. Pitch misses low in the dirt. There is someone warming in the pen for the Grizzlies, a lefty. It's number 41, Ramirez. Looks like a submarine pitcher from the way he's warming up. Pitch is swung on and missed. 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Walters strikes out for the first out of the seventh. One down, nobody on for Juan Corniel. We're tied up at two. Top half of the seventh inning. Been playing for less than an hour and 30 minutes. Still light on in the sky. Lights are on, though, taking full effect. A little bit cloudy here today, so sun wasn't too bad. Pitch to Corniel. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It is a called strike. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. So it'll be an 0-2 count. O2. Swung on, slow ground ball. Shortstop Amador is there. The throw to first retires Corniel by two steps. Two down. Top of the order, S.P. Chen, batting from the left side. He's 2-for-3 today. Chen currently has a 4-game hit streak now. First pitch to him. Swung on, lined foul down the left field side. Oh, one from Williams. Misses inside. Chen has become the everyday starter at second base for the Rawhide with a day off every week or every other week. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play. 1-2 count, two down, nobody on. Chen, 21 years old, originally from Taiwan. The pitch. Swung on, high chopper to the first baseman, Quijada. He picks it up, touches first, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Williams. Heading into the bottom half of the seventh, it's stretch time at Chuck Chancey Park. Still tied up at two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field.
Ryle Santos back on the mound. It's the bottom half of the seventh inning at Chuck Chancey Park. We are tied up at two apiece. Batting from the right is E.J. Andrews Jr. Takes ball one outside. It's now a 1-1 count. The pitch. Misses low and outside. Andrews Jr. has flown out to center field. And is it a ground ball to second? Pitches swung on, fouled off. Count is now 2-2. The 2-2, swung on, fouled off in front of our booth. A lot of other important games going on. not only in the baseball world, but of course in the NBA. The Celtics currently lead 110-98 over the Warriors. Pitch misses in. That's in Boston. Game 3, the series is tied up 1-1. But most importantly, in the world of college softball, because I know all of you listening care so much about that, maybe it's just me, Oklahoma currently leading Texas 14-1 in the sixth. The pitch misses high and in. Ball 4. Andrews Jr. draws a leadoff walk. Runner on first. Nobody out in the bottom half of the seventh for Bryant Quijada. Go-ahead run is on. Quijada today has struck out and grounds it out to second. And not sure what the conversation between Robinson Cancel and the home plate umpire, by the way, is. Maybe there's a pitch clock violation called? I don't see anything that would indicate that. Cancel might have just been asking a question. Now time is called again because a ball came into play from the Rawhide bullpen. That's one of the issues with having the bullpen. Having the bullpen in playing surface. The pitch comes in and hits Quijada. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom half of the seventh. And that was officially called an auto strike, by the way. That last, well, it wasn't a pitch, but what Robinson Cancel came out to have a conversation with Daniel, by the way, about was the automatic strike. And the reason why he was probably wondering why this called an automatic strike was because it looked like the home plate umpire was calling for time, and the batter probably thought he had plenty of time to get in the box. I thought so too, because the pitch clock wasn't on anymore, but I guess it was a automatic strike called. Does not matter, because the next pitch hit Quijada in the back. So a walk and a hit batter makes it runners on first and second, nobody out. Someone is warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I think it's Lister Sosa, and it is. Runner on second, E.J. Andrews Jr. on first, Bryant Quijada. At the plate is the top of the order, Adiel Amador. Santos this season for the Rawhide has thrown 22 innings of work, giving up 20 hits. The pitch squares to bunt, pulls back, it misses outside. He has struck out 28 while walking 27 this season. Here's the pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls back. Gets by the catcher Santos, and both runners will advance 90 feet. Now two runners in scoring position for the Rawhide. Beg your pardon, for the Grizzlies. On third, Andrews Jr. Second, Quijada. It's going to be a wild pitch on Santos. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Now a 3-0 count. Santos in his first inning of work did hit a batter, but struck out two and forced a ground out to strand a runner on second. Here he's hit a batter, rather walked a batter, then hit a batter, had a wild pitch, and now it's a 3-0 count to Amador with nobody out in the seventh. The pitch. Missing low and outside, ball 4. The bases are loaded, and Jorge Cortez coming out. Looks like he will be going to the bullpen, and it'll be Lister Sosa on the mound for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest termites and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Sosa on the mound with the bases loaded and nobody out in a tied ball game, bottom half of the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Toyota's Summer Starts Here sales event ends Tuesday. This Memorial Day, get amazing plug-free MPG with any one of Toyota's 11 industry-leading hybrid models. Don't miss out. Toyota, let's go places.
Lister Sosa on the mound for the Rawhide. Bases are full. The pitch swung on and a foul ball coming towards us in the booth here. 0-1 count. Sosa in relief for Santos. Infield in with the bases full. And a tied ball game. The pitch misses out. Runner on third, E.J. Andrews Jr. He walked. Quijada, the runner on second, was hit by a pitch. And Amador, the runner on first, walked on four pitches. The 1-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Infield in. The corner infielders have their toes on the infield grass. Middle infielders even with the base path. Outfield not really shifting at all. 1-2. Swung on, fouled off. Sosa, 20 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Two and two this season, a 2.97 ERA. The 1-2. Swung on, line drive into left field. Franco going back will make the catch over his shoulder. Andrews will be able to tag and score to give the Grizzlies the 3-2 lead in the bottom half of the seventh inning. That is the first out. So at the plate was Guerrero. He gets the sacrifice line out and picks up an RBI. One away, runners on first and second. On second, Quijada, and on first, Amador. Warming Bernabeu batting from the right. Grizzlies now lead 3-2. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, but very, very foul. 0-1 count. So most baseball players wear gold chains. Lister Sosa today is wearing a pearl necklace. Why not? The 0-1 swung on and fouled off. Very Jacques Peterson-esque. It was him who wore the pearls in the World Series, I think. If I'm wrong, ignore that comment. Runners on first and second. 0-2 count. One down. Sosa with the pearls. He sets. The pitch is low in the dirt. Gets by Santos. Runners advance to second and third on the wild pitch. So two runners in scoring position now for Bernabell. The potential inning-ending double play no longer in effect. One, two count. Infield in again. The pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow right field. Patino underneath it. Quijada's going to try to tag. Here's the throw from Patino. Looks good. In time. They got him at the plate. Wildered Patino throws out Quijada. A one-hopper thrown to the other side of home plate. Quijada sees that Santos has the ball, tried to kind of leap over him, couldn't do it, and Santos almost like hugged him to be able to get the out, but he's able to do so. So never mind on my comment about the inning-ending double play, because that's exactly what happens. But the Grizzlies do take the lead. It's a 3-2 ball game heading into the eighth, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Junior Franco takes a called strike on the outside corner. Top half of the eighth inning, Rawhide trail by one. The pitch misses. Felix Ramirez on the mound for the Grizzlies. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. Ramirez, a southpaw. So it's a left-on-left matchup. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Franco goes down swinging for the first out. One down. Nobody on for Wildered Patino. Patino doesn't have a hit today. The pitch is fouled off. Patino has driven in a run with the sacrifice lineout, grounds it out to the pitcher, and has walked today. The pitch. Missing low. Count is 1-1. Patino had the nice throw from right field to get the runner Quijada out at the plate. the pitch. Swung on, fouled off out of play. First base side over the sweets. Pitch comes in and hits Patino. So he'll reach first base. One down with a runner on for De Los Santos. Patino is probably the last base runner that you want on the bases. I mean, he's just so fast. Leads the Rawhide in stolen bases. You wouldn't believe it with how he was caught stealing in the fifth inning where he didn't call for time, then came off first base and was tagged out. That's something that you would see in the Sandlot. The pitch to De Los Santos, swung on, line down the right field line. A fair ball into the corner. Patino heading for third. He's rounding in. He will score, although they're saying that it is a ground rule double, so Patino will have to go to third base. That is so unfortunate for the Rawhide. Patino, so fast. I mean, he scores easily on a play down the line like that. I mean, he was touching third base before the ball even went over the wall in right field. But it's runners on second and third. One down for Oscar Santos. On third, Patino. Second, De Los Santos. Infield's going to be back. Interesting, with a one-run game, they're going to go back against Santos. The pitch, missing inside, ball one. I'd have to assume the reason that they're not going to be in to try to hold the runner at third is because Patino is so fast that he might beat out a one-hopper to the infield. We'll see what happens. The pitch, swung on, fouled off. Count is now 1-1. Santos. I think he's getting a new helmet. Ramirez came in relief for Williams. This call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Williams threw seven innings, giving up seven hits, two runs, walked two, and struck out four Rawhide batters today. Great outing for the Grizzly starter. The pitch. Missing low. Count is now 2-1. Outfield is shallow except for the right fielder, Guerrero. Top half of the eighth inning. Rawhide trail by one but are threatening. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off to our right. Waiting on the 2-2. Here it is. Coming inside and misses. He hops out of the way. Full count. Ramirez, 1-0 this season with a 5.06 ERA. This is his sixth appearance out of the pen. A 3-2. Misses low, ball four. Santos draws a walk to make it bases full and one down. Tonight's Mayhem Walks are presented by Allstate Insurance Team Abraham Guillen. Keeping you in good hands is their game. Robinson Cancel, manager for the Grizzlies, coming to the mound. Let's see if he goes to the bullpen. There is a righty warming. Here's how this inning has gone so far. Franco struck out. Patino had a hit by pitch. De Los Santos had a ground rule double. And again, so unfortunate because Patino would have scored easily on that line drive down the right field line. But in the right field corner, it's a shorter wall down there. Maybe 4 feet, 5 feet tall. Tomorrow I'll have to go stand next to it to see where how high up it is on my body to see how tall it is. I am 5'6", so that's why I want to guess it's 4 feet, 4.5 feet tall. Because I see some of these players over there, and it's at, like, their waist, and, you know, they're, what, 6 inches plus taller than me? So that's why I want to guess it's 4 feet. Well, they're not going to the bullpen. It was just a meeting on the mound. So here's Danner Sanabria batting from the left. Bases are full, one down. Rawhide trail by one. Left-on-left matchup. Top half of the eighth inning. The pitch. Misses low on third, Wildered Patino. On second, Davison De Los Santos. And first, Oscar Santos. Strikeout, hit by pitch, ground rule, double, and a walk. One oh. Called strike. Sanabria today has struck out, hit a home run, and walked. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Sanabria goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Bases are full still. Two down for the young center fielder, Alvin Guzman, who just joined the Rawhide on Monday. He's the newest addition. Yesterday, there were a lot of roster moves for the Rawhide. Avery Short and Christian Montesioca called up to Hillsboro. Darren Cuevas sent back to Arizona, and Alvin Guzman brought to Visalia. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. 0-1 count, bases full, two down. A golden opportunity here for the Rawhide. Swung on and missed strike two. Guzman today has struck out, lined out to center, and grounded into a inning-ending double play. 0-2 count. Ramirez sets the pitch. Swung on, a line drive into right field. Right fielder comes over, and Guerrero makes the catch to end the inning. A well-hit ball, but Guerrero able to make the play, and the Rawhide strand the bases loaded going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lister Sosa will be back on the mound for the Rawhide. The Grizzlies lead by one, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A
Hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power. But it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from.
Bottom half of the eighth inning. Lister Sosa back on the mound. He's facing the cleanup man, Hunter Goodman. It's the bottom half of the eighth. The Grizzlies lead 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded foul. Down the third base side, so it's a 1-1 count. Sosa came in relief for Santos. With bases loaded and nobody out, was able to get three quick outs. The pitch misses outside, but a run did score, although it'll be earned to Santos. Santos threw an inning, didn't give up a hit. Walked two, hit a batter, struck out two, and gave up one earned run. The pitch swung on, line foul down the left field side. 2-2 count. Here's the 2-2. Swung on, deep fly ball, left field. Franco goes back, looks up. It's a solo shot for Hunter Goodman. The Grizzlies extend their lead 4-2. In the bottom half of the eighth inning. That's Goodman's 15th home run of the season. Nobody out, nobody on. Juan Brito will come to the plate, batting from the left. That's Sosa's fourth home run he's given up this season. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Called strike. 0-1 count. Brito today has flown out to center. Walked and been hit by a pitch. Pitch misses low. The pitch, swung on, fouled off down the first base side. Waiting on the 1-2. The pitch, missing low in the dirt. Count is 2-2. The Grizzlies lead 4-2 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Already picked up an insurance run this inning, looking for more. The pitch. Missing outside. Full count. Sosa sets. The pitch misses inside. Ball four. Brito draws a walk. Runner on first. Nobody out. And now Eric Mendez is starting to warm in the pen for the Rawhide. Braxton Fulford will bat from the right side. He's tripled today. Hit a ground ball to short and also has struck out looking. The pitch, runner takes off, swung on a high chopper to the shortstop, Corniel. Throws to first base in plenty of time. One down. Brito was off on the pitch, so no chance of trying to get a double play there. It was also a high chopper, so I'm not sure if they would have been able to get him out at second base, even if he wasn't off on the play. One away, runner in scoring position. Zach Kokoska batting from the left side. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Corniel fields it, sets his feet, throws to first for the second out. Brito does advance to third. Another go-ahead run, standing on third base for E.J. Andrews, Jr. Condre is warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. On third, Brito at the plate, Andrews Jr. Pitch is a called strike. Oh, 1, missing high. 1-1 count. Sosa in his last appearance took the loss against Inland Empire. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop, Corniel, fields it, keeps his feet moving. The throw to first retires Andrews Jr. and ends the inning. But the Grizzlies do pick up another run. It's a 4-2 ball game thanks to Hunter Goodman, who hit a solo shot to make it a 4-2 ball game. We're heading into the ninth. Last chance for the Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits.
Gene Walters leads it off for the Rawhide. He swings the first pitch and fouls it off down the third base side. New pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies is Joel Condre, right-handed pitcher. Pitch is swung on, fouled off. 0-2 count. Top half of the ninth, Rawhide trail by 2, and it's their last chance to try to even up the game or take the lead. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play again. Condre in relief for Ramirez, who threw an inning of work. Gave up one hit. Didn't score a run. Didn't give up a run, I should say. Walked a batter and struck out 2. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Diving play by the first baseman. Quijada picks it up. Tosses the first base in time to retire Walters. Nice play by the first baseman, Quijada. And a good job by the pitcher, Condre, to make it over to first base in time. 2 down, Nobody on for Juan Cornejo. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman, takes a high hop on Brito, and he can't handle it. Cornell's safe at first base. Just like that, the Rawhide might have something going here in the ninth. Took a high hop on him. He squared up perfectly on it. Just came up and took a bad hop. Going to give that a hit for Cornell. Cornell, that's the second hit of the day. Runner on first, one down for SP Chen. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Oh-1. Swung on, fouled off. Now an 0-2 count. O-2 count to Chen. Chen does represent the tying run. The pitch misses in the dirt. Runner takes off. No throw from Goodman. Not sure if Cornell was off on the pitch. It didn't look like it. I think he saw it hit the dirt and then took off. So we'll see if they give him a stolen base. Here's the ruling. It'll be a wild pitch. I do think that's the right call. Cornell just had a really good read, though. It was so close that if you weren't paying attention, you might have thought he was off on the pitch, but he wasn't. He didn't take off until the ball hit the dirt. 1-2 count, the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Chen strikes out for the second out of the inning. Rawhide down to their final out. Runner in scoring position. A 4-2 ball game in the ninth. Condre sets. First pitch misses outside. Franco today, 1 for 4. Singled into right, grounds it out to second, grounds it out to first, and has struck out. The pitch, swung on and missed strike one. Rawhide have been in a lot of close games recently. Against the Sixers, it's either a one-run or two-run game. Almost every single time, except for one of the games, the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Yesterday was a one-run game. So including this game, of the last eight, seven of them have been a one-run or two-run game. 1-2, count two down. Rawhide down to their final strike. The pitch. Called strike three on the inside corner. Franco goes down looking to end the inning. Rawhide fall to the Grizzlies by a score of 4-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball. When we come back, we'll give you the recap of today. Give you the steel players of the game and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow. I'm Jill Guerin. Stay tuned for the postgame show.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Chuck Chancey Park. I'm Jill Gear, and thank you for joining us today. The Rawhide fall to the Grizzlies for the second straight game, this time by a score of 4-2. Let's take you through this game. Josh Swales was on the mound for the Rawhide. He threw five innings of work, giving up two earned runs off of four hits. He walked a batter and struck out two. His ERA did improve to 7.71. The starting pitcher today for the Grizzlies, Case Williams, earned his fourth win of the season. He threw seven innings, giving up two earned runs off of seven hits, walked two, struck out four, did give up a home run. His ERA improved to 3.38. Rawhide scored first in the first inning. Chen and Franco had back-to-back hits to start off the game. Runners on first and third. Patino hit a line drive into left center field. The left fielder, Kokoska, came out of nowhere, made a diving play to retire Patino, but Chen able to score easily on the line drive, so the Rawhide took a 1-0 lead. But in the bottom half of the first inning, Amador doubled into center field, and then Hunter Goodman had a single into left to drive in Amador to tie up the game. In the second inning, the Grizzlies took the lead. Braxton Fulford tripled into center field, and Zach Kokoska grounded out to second, allowing him to score to make it a 2-1 ball game. In the top half of the fourth inning, Danner Sanabria hit his first home run as a member of the Rawhide and his 10th home run in his career to tie up the ball game 2-2. That would be the score until the bottom half of the seventh inning. A new pitcher on the mound at that point, Raul Santos, who does take the loss for the Rawhide. In the seventh, he walked a batter, hit a batter, and walked another batter. Bases loaded. Nobody out. That was when Lister Sosa came in for the Rawhide to relieve Santos. He gave up a line drive, caught by the left fielder Franco, but it was deep enough for the runner on third, Andrews Jr., to score to make it a 3-2 ball game. Sosa then gave up a fly ball to Bernabell into right field. Patino made the catch, threw out Quijada at the plate to end the inning. A huge defensive play for Patino and great pitching performance by Sosa to keep it a one-run game. In the eighth, the Rawhide had their chance to tie up the game and even take the lead. Patino, with one out, was hit by a pitch. De Los Santos doubled into right field. So unfortunate. The right field wall only 4 feet tall. Patino was already rounding third when the ball was called dead because it was a ground rule double. So Patino had to go back to third base. If it was a higher wall, if we were in Valley Strong Ballpark, Patino would have scored before the right fielder even picked up the ball. But instead, he's standing on third. De Los Santos on second. Oscar Santos walked, bases full, one down. Sanabria struck out, and Guzman lined out to right field to end the inning. Rawhide stranded, the bases full. That was their golden opportunity, and then Sosa in the bottom half of the eighth gave up a home run to Hunter Goodman, his 15th of the season. That made it a 4-2 ball game. That is the final score here from Chuck Chancey Park. Case Williams picks up the win, while Santos takes his third loss, and Joel Condre earns the save. It is his 7th of the season. Looking at the box score, your steal player of the game is S.P. Chen. Went 2-for-5, scored a run, scored the first run of the game for the Rawhide. And your steal pitcher of the day is Josh Swales. Didn't get the win, but was not part of the decision. Gave up 2 earned runs off of 4 hits, walked a batter, struck out 2 in 5 innings of work. He kept the Rawhide in the game. Tomorrow's first pitch is at 6:50. Expected pitcher for the Rawhide is right-handed pitcher Peniel Otaño, and expected pitcher for the Grizzlies is McCade Brown. Again, first pitch at 6:50. We'll be live right around 6:40 here from Chuck Chancey Park. One final time, the Rawhide fall to the Grizzlies by a score of 4-2. Rawhide are now 16-37. The Grizzlies improved to 34-19. I'm Jill Guerin, signing off from Chuck Chancey Park. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.